again, Barrett Rude. Gonna stop by at 12 o'clock. Can't wait to talk to B. Rudy. Scott Shanley in about 10 minutes. Mailbag at 12:30. Brody Darren at 1:15. Still, I wonder if it's set in with Barrett, sunk in with Barrett yet, inside linebackers coach. And there are certain names that are synonymous with certain things. When you think of the name Rude, you think of Nebraska linebackers. And now he is the linebackers coach at Nebraska. It's just, it's surreal. It is, it's so much fun. I think he's going to do a great job. One thing, I'll pick his brain about what kind of this last year was like. You know, what the last month was like. What it's been like finally hitting the recruiting trail. Well, I'll ask him about Will Honus. I mean, the first guy that Barrett was able to target and go land, you get the number one junior college inside linebacker recruit. And, you know, be interesting to get his take on just, you know, what is it that the coaching staff wants to establish right away with this group? Can't wait to talk to B. Rudy coming up in about 40 minutes or so from now. So last night, Nebraska beat Wisconsin, covered that 1.5-point spread. It certainly did feel like there were numerous times that Nebraska had a chance to put that thing away and win by 12 or 15 points. Nebraska couldn't quite put them away. Some turnovers late. Wisconsin made some shots. But bottom line, Nebraska won. In a game that I'd said there were five games Nebraska had to win at home in conference play, this was one of them, and Nebraska took care of business. And the truth of the deal is that a team like Wisconsin, although they are down, they're not near as good as they've been, they're still a tough team to play against because of the way they play. The slower pace style, the swing motion, the difference. It's just they're still a tough team to play against because it is just really hard to not get sucked into their kind of a game. And so, you know, obviously, the Creighton-Butler game was going on at the same time as the Nebraska-Wisconsin game. And so right as the game, our game ended, first thing I did in checking the box score last night when I checked out who won the Nebraska-Wisconsin game was I wanted to check the free throws. Because a huge part of Wisconsin's identity and Wisconsin's program and what they do is not fouling and not putting teams at the free throw line. It's a big part of what they do. And Nebraska last night was really good at getting to the free throw line. They're 21 of 28 at the line, and that's a ton of free throws against a team like Wisconsin. You can make case that was arguably the difference in the game. And so Palmer did a really good job of getting to the line, putting pressure on the defense. And that's always kind of been a focal point for Tim Miles' squads here at Nebraska. A good barometer for them has always been getting to the free throw line because they've never been a great collective perimeter shooting team. So a way to kind of, or just in all reality, they haven't been a great offensive team. And so you try and get easy baskets whenever you can. And free throws, well, they're free. They're easy. They should be easy points. So I thought that was an important aspect of last night. Schmonga played a little bit better last night. And I do respect how Tim Miles has handled, like, publicly supporting and pumping Schmonga up in the media. That's what you got to do. I've said it a million times. I still like the Copeland-Roby lineup. But the crazy thing is, once again, you look last night, Glenn Watson had another quiet night. 0 for 6 from the floor, Glenn Watson. And I still like this team. I still think when you look at them with framing them in the Big Ten and looking at the rest of the Big Ten, I still like where Nebraska's at. But one of my bigger concerns is the up-and-down nature of Glenn Watson right now. I mean, just go look at like his game log where you can see just how many points he has each game. I mean, literally, it is like a yo-yo. It's a roller coaster up and down. It's like 22, 5, 19, 7, 18, 4. Like it's up, down, up, down. And Nebraska needs Watson to settle in and just consistently provide production. And he doesn't need to be 25 a night, 20 a night, but you can't have the up and down nature with him. Because it's kind of right now, it's kind of a coin flip whether Glenn Watson is going to score 20 or he's going to score like 5. You know what I mean? It's each game, like, Watson might go for 25 tonight. He might have 7. Glenn Watson might be the most important, impactful player on the floor tonight. He might be a non-factor. Like, it's just up, down, and up, down. And you know, one of my, it's, I've said it before, one of the concerns I have with Creighton's team is when you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of that point guard spot, it's hard. And same thing with Nebraska. When you don't totally know right now what Glenn Watson's going to give you, it's challenging. Now, luckily, James Palmer and Isaac Copeland have settled in and are starting to really produce consistently. And they just have multiple guys that can put the ball in the basket, whether it's Gill or Thomas Allen. They just got a lot of different guys that can make plays. So it's not like, you know, in years past, it was like, it was either Petaway or Shields, or it was Petaway or Webster, or excuse me, Webster or Shield. Like it was, they were so dependent on one guy. And if that one guy didn't score, Nebraska was going to have a tough time cracking like 50. That's not the case this year, but still, you need to know what you're going to get out of your experienced veteran guard. You need it. So Nebraska, I don't know what it is, man. It's got to try to get Glenn Watson going consistently because you can't have the swings night to night with him. You can't have the swings night to night with him. It just can't happen. It's a crazy sequence on the offensive rebound kick out to Gill where Roby was literally sitting on the ground and the rebound comes right to his lap and he kicks it out to Gill. That was a bizarre sequence. But good, it's a game you got to win. It's a game you got to win. And I think this year when you look at conference play, anything can happen any night. So you always want to be improving and you always want to have a certain standard that you're kind of playing to. And I thought it was interesting to hear, you know, last night, Palmer and Copeland, those guys in the post-game press conference, you could tell they were like, we got to be better than that. We got to be better than that. But bottom line, Nebraska right now is right where I thought they'd be with conference play. Beat Northwestern, lost to Purdue, beat Wisconsin. Now you turn the page. Now you're moving into a coin flip game to me. Nebraska at Penn State Friday night. To me, it's a game that could go either way. Be nice to go steal one on the road. That's a game that could go either way to me. 402-951-1620. So again, we got Barrett Rood coming up at 12 o'clock, all-time tackle leader, history of Nebraska football, now the inside linebackers coach for Scott Frost's staff. He's going to stop by at 12. We got the mailbag at 12:30. Get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Brody Darren at 1:15. But let's take a break. And we come back. Let's talk a little football, NFL, and also the national championship game with Scott Shanley, black shirt, Super Bowl champ. We'll check in with Scott next.